everyone. I am so thrilled to join you again and be back at the studio at WATD this morning, Sunday, May 23rd. Welcome to Mystical Messages. I am your host, Hillary Harley. Mystical Messages is your podcast gateway to all things metaphysical, intuitive, and the realm beyond the veil. Tune in wherever you follow your podcasts. You may also find me, your host, Hillary Harley, on Facebook, Instagram, or my website, hillaryharley.com. Today, I am so delighted to bring you my very special guest, Dottie Grant Cohen. Hey, Dottie, would you like to say hello to everybody?
Hi, Hillary. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
It's so great to have you. We've been talking about you joining the show for a while now. Dottie is local to the South Shore. She is a very gifted intuitive angel light worker and feng shui professional. Dottie may be reached either on Facebook, Instagram, or DottieGrantCohen.com. And just tell us the names you're under on Facebook and Insta.
On Facebook and Instagram, I'm under the name of See Your Soul, S-E-A, Your Soul.
Perfect. And at the end of the show, Dottie is going to be pulling an angel card for all of us today to give us some daily guidance, how our day is going to show up for us as the angels perceive it for us. So that's really cool. So please stay with us to listen in on what the angels have to say for all of us. But before we get to know Dottie better, I would like to bring you my astrology forecast for the next 2 weeks to round out the month of May. And as I must say, we are entering some dicey cosmic waters coming up. So let's get to it. Today, Sunday, May 23rd, Taskmaster Saturn turns retrograde motion for the next several months. And as we wind down the month of May, this is the first of two planetary retrogrades. There is a noticeable gear shift as we head into June, a turning of the tide and mood swing of energies, if you will. While we may not feel the energy shift so much with Saturn's retrograde, we surely will as we head into the full moon lunar eclipse this coming Wednesday, May 26th. So I am giving everyone the heads up right now. The last week of May is especially dicey, beginning with the full moon eclipse this Wednesday, May 26th, followed by Messenger Mercury turning retrograde this coming Saturday, May 29th. So at the end of this week, Mercury is turning retrograde for the next 3 weeks. This, let's talk about the eclipse first, this coming Wednesday, May 26th. It's the first of two, and they both occur in Gemini and Sagittarius, which deal with communication and travel and technology. So you may expect communication and technology snafus galore, especially as Mercury's retrograde occurs right on the heels of this full moon lunar eclipse on Wednesday. So Mercury and Venus in Gemini are challenging dreamy Neptune at the time of this eclipse, and it makes for a really slippery energy. So you want to pay particular attention to your thoughts, words, and language in general. And again, speak truthfully and with honesty. You know, in general, we want to do that, but particularly this coming up window, use language and words carefully and listen intently to other people's messaging, not just what they are saying, but how they are speaking. And even more critically, pay attention to what is not said. So read between the lines. The verbal cues, or the non-verbal cues, I should say. Watch for body language, facial cues, you know, any kind of motion, that body motion that people are giving off. There is far, far more than meets the eye than what you see or are aware of this coming week. At the end of May, this is really tricky and chock full of prankster energy. Smoke and mirrors, spin doctors, con artists, it all is not what it seems. You may be stunned at some manipulative twists from otherwise above board people. And double talk, really, at the end of the month is going to be rife. So use caution and care. If there ever was a time or a moment to ask for more information and a time to think about a prospect overnight, just to hit the pause button, to do some more research or ask a trusted partner or friend for their opinion, this is really it right now. So given the signs involved with both Mercury retrograde in Gemini, which is about communication, and the lunar eclipse, which is on the Gemini-Sagittarius line, you may very well experience prolonged delays or difficulties with answers that you are looking for. Or if you're looking to buy big ticket items, products, or book travel plans, anytime between May 25th, the day before the eclipse, through June 23rd, you really want to do your research. So if you need to buy electronic or technical devices, or secure travel plans, or purchase appliances, cars, homes, you want to be sure to do so in the next couple of days, or prepare to wait until late June. Now, you have to live your life. I'm not talking about going to the grocery store. I'm talking about really big purchases, like appliances, cars, big expensive trips, any kind of air travel. Messenger Mercury is going to turn direct on June 23rd. So if you have these really large purchases to make or significant contracts to sign, it is best to wait till the end of June. And as with all Mercury retrogrades, remember to practice the RE words, such as reflect, restore, revisit, renew, reclaim, research, writing. Even though it's not an RE word, it's a great time for creativity, going inward, meditation, anything that involves reflection. So from May 26th, this Wednesday, the eclipse, through the end of Mercury retrograde on June 23rd, you want to make the most of this nearly month-long period by clearing out the old to make way for the new. This is an excellent time for a thorough top-to-bottom spring cleaning, as well as taking a vacation. So enjoy yourself. You know, schedule a grown-up play date. Take a few days off, an afternoon. Take a nap. Book a staycation, simply to get a change of scenery. When was the last time you stuck your toes in the ocean and just played for an afternoon? The prevalence of the Gemini energy really shines with variable uses of time. So the more time you take to be, the more you will be able to do. So that rounds out my forecast through the end of the month of May. Now I would like to turn to my very special guest, Dottie Grant Cohen. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, Dottie is an angel intuitive and feng shui professional. She may be reached on Facebook, Instagram under See Your Soul, SEA, Your Soul, SOUL, or her own name, Dottie Grant Cohen. So, Dottie, let's get to know you a little bit. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, what led you to your healing practice, what first drew you to it?
Okay, great. Thank you. And first, I want to say I love your forecast and the guidance you give us. Awesome. Thank you for that.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. So a little bit about myself. I am, like you said, from the South Shore, for over 30 years.
Wow.
I live by the sea now, and I love it. As you can tell by my busy Sea Your Soul.
Yeah.
I've always been attracted to the spirit world. Even as a child, I spoke to angels all the time. I loved anything alien related, you know, anything different and new with spiritual, I was always drawn to. And what led me to my practice was actually a tragedy. My husband and I were buying a home, and the night that we signed the purchase and sale agreement, I had a nightmare that we shouldn't buy that house. Something bad was going to happen or had happened there.
Oh, wow. That's pretty heavy duty.
Yeah. And my husband's like, Dottie, we can't cancel this because you had a nightmare. I'm like, okay, makes sense. So fast forward, my husband at the age of 34 passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. So it didn't happen right away, but after, you know, dust settled a little bit, I was okay. I knew something bad was going to happen, but I pay attention to my intuition. So I had always been intuitive, but I kind of blocked it, I think. So that really opened my intuition up again, because I knew something was going to happen.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I started researching, well, what about my house gave me that message? What about what was in that house? What did I feel? What did I see? And I discovered feng shui.
That's a really amazing connection then.
Exactly. In 1994, you never heard the word feng shui.
Never,
you know?
Never.
So it really unique. So I started buying all different books, and I discovered there's many different schools of feng shui, which I'll get into a little bit later. But I was drawn by, you know, how your house can, I don't know, like you can feel the energy of a home. It's decorated. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, you know, I always feel like homes are like people, that they're either meant for you or they're not meant for you. You know, like, why are you drawn to a certain place or not drawn to a particular place, or, you know, creeped out by a certain home when you walk into the energy?
Absolutely. That's why when we walk into some places, we get that vibe, like, oh, I don't like this place.
Right.
You know? Other times we're like, oh, this place feels so great, warm, welcoming. Also, our houses, our places we visit all have energy, and we feel that intuitively in our bones. And so it was really interesting for me as I studied it, and how different design elements, how a house is built, the shape of a house, it all goes into feng shui. The land you're on, everything, mm-hmm. the street you're on, mm-hmm. and it seems so fascinating. So fast forward 5 years later, 1999, I really studied seriously. I found a teacher. And again, it was 1999. We didn't have computers in everybody's homes quite yet. So every month I would get a FedEx package of at least 100 pages to study.
Oh, wow. That's hardcore.
It was very hardcore. So I did that for a long time. And in 2003, I was struggling with finishing up my studies because it's a long-term program. And so my teacher and mentor brought 25 students to my home and completely redid my home feng shui-wise.
Wow, what an opportunity. I mean, learning for them, but what a gift for you.
It was amazing. The energy in my home completely changed. And that is when I started practicing my business, feng shui, professional. I finally felt comfortable enough because I saw it in action. Mm-hmm. And I took to that next step. Mm-hmm. But along the way, too, I still brought in the angels. I still talked to the angels. So I didn't really study professionally the angels until 2006, and The Secret was popular. Remember The Secret?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Right? So I took a class on The Secret, and this teacher, Karen Polino Correa, she has been on Earth, and she talked about her next angel class, and I'm like, what's an angel class? And she told me about angel cards, and I was like, why do I not know about this?
That's so cool, because, you know, I don't remember angel card readings, you know, Doreen Virtue, the sort of headmistress of this whole movement with the angels, that really is much more recent.
Yeah, Doreen Virtue, I think, came on the scene in the late 90s or mid 90s. So I had no idea about angel cards until I took that Law of Attraction Secret class. And I was hooked. I took every class I could. And intuitively, it was right for me. And like I said earlier, that I've always been intuitive, but I kind of shut it down. But this just really awakened it. And I love the angel cards. I just call on them all the time. I pull a card if I can't make a decision or I'm having a bad day, I'll pull some cards. So it's really helpful for me, and I'm bringing it to other people. So once I got comfortable for myself reading, I took it to friends and family and gradually did a couple of fairs, and it just kind of grew from there.
That's so exciting. I mean, it's really amazing to see. I know in my own work, when you just, you follow your passions, and then the universe conspires to really help you flow and grow, as they say.
Yes, certainly. And the fun thing is I've added the angels with the feng shui, which you don't see that a lot. I bring my angels into a feng shui consultation.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You are the only person I know that does that. That's pretty amazing.
Thank you. I love it.
So now, what do you consider to be your specialty, one or the other or both? And, you know, what does somebody gain from working with you in particular in your special brand of healing therapy?
Well, I feel like they're both equally important to me. And I feel more people are aware of angel card readings and intuitive, so that seems to be more popular function. Even though it's huge, like in the California western part of the state, you know, country, it's very popular. People don't build without consulting a feng shui consultant. In New England, it's still not a daily common word term.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know many feng shui consultants in Massachusetts. I know of several, but I don't know a lot. So I would say that, you know, I do more angel work than I do feng shui work, mm-hmm. but equally important to me. And as I said, I combine the angels with the feng shui. So I feel like it just integrates really well together. So
yeah, that is a really unique mix, you know, because feng shui is definitely design oriented, and it is an intuitive practice, I mean, based on feng shui principles for sure, but bringing in the angel intuitive guidance is very unique, certainly to you.
Thank you.
So what do you consider your most favorite part of your job?
Connecting with the angels, first of all, and then connecting with the angels for the client in front of me. And I love it when a client sits down in front of me and I don't know it right away, but they're having a bad day. You know, in a reading, what I'll do is someone will sit in front of me or on Zoom. I tune into them. I close my eyes. I meditate. I ask angels to bring forth messages for them. And they speak to me in images more than words. Even though I am clairaudient, I do hear messages, but I'm also strongly clairvoyant, and I have little movies in my head. So I'll see things that are happening simply. Like I'll see someone that's maybe having a difficult time, and they might be on a train that you can't get off the track. It just keeps going circle, you know, like mm-hmm. the brain. So I'll get something like that image. And so I bring that and I'll share that with the client in front of me. And they'll sometimes be like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. Like it's crazy. And then I'll just pull some cards, and the cards usually write the message I received. And I feel like when they leave, they feel so much better. They feel uplifted, positive, hopeful. So that's my goal, to have a client come to me with whatever is going on in their life that day, and they leave feeling better.
That is such a gift, because we all need the peace and the calm that can be afforded by just your work and working with all of the energies, the positive energies that are around us all the time. We just forget, because we get caught up in our own worlds and drama. So would you like to pull a card for us today so we can experience what the angels have to say for us, Dottie?
Absolutely. Let me shuffle and ask the angels what we need to hear today, okay?
Great.
Okay, angels, what do we need to hear today? What do the listeners and the collective need to know? Okay. The message is, let your past go. And I'll read the card message. The burden of carrying your past around has made you worry, dear one. It's time to set this burden down. Keep only the lessons and the love, and leave everything else behind. You don't want it or need it, and now it's gone. Let your past go.
Wow, that is so relevant as we head into this incredible cleansing energy of the eclipses and Mercury retrograde, just to reset and recharge. It's amazing how all of the messages line up like that.
I love when that happens. And I always say this in my readings, the angels continue to blow me away. And I've been doing this angel work for 15 years. It blows me away.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today on the show, Dottie. It is so great to have you here. And for anyone listening, if you are interested in learning more about the angelic realm, having Dottie do an angel card reading either for a group or individually, or tapping into both her talents as an angel intuitive or her talent as a feng shui professional designer for your office or home, you can certainly get in touch with Dottie Grant Cohen on Facebook or Instagram as See Your Soul, S-E-A, Your Soul, and also DottieGrantCohen.com. Thank you, Dottie.
Thank you so much, Hillary. This was so fun. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Awesome. All right, so that brings us to the end of our show today. I will be back in the studio at WATD 95.5 FM in a few weeks on Sunday, June 6th, with your forecast for the month of June. Until then, you may find me, Hillary Harley, your host, at hillaryharley.com, as well as on Facebook and Instagram under the same name. Tune in to Mystical Messages Podcast wherever you follow your podcasts, or to hear my monthly astrology forecasts and interviews with groundbreaking healing practitioners. Have a terrific week ahead, everyone, and blessings to you all.